Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. We have a special edition of the podcast because it is National Apprenticeship Week and we are here to shine a light on the value of apprenticeships to individuals, businesses and to our local economy. I'm joined by some amazing apprentices. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Aidan Whitlock. I'm a degree apprentice in quantity surveying at Mountjoy.
Amazing, welcome.
Hello, I'm Lauren Owen. I am an electrical apprentice at ComServe.
Wonderful, thank you, Lauren.
Hi, I'm Chris Monday. I'm a rolling stock apprentice with South Western Railway.
Amazing, thank you, Aidan. And this is everyone's first podcast,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, very first.
So it's amazing to have you all here. And really, this is just a conversation. This is an opportunity for us to talk about apprenticeships and your experience and a bit about your journey. So I'm going to start with you, Aidan. So talk to me about your apprenticeship. When did it start? Where are you?
Yeah, so I started my apprenticeship a year and a couple of months ago now.
Okay.
So I'm in my second year of the apprenticeship. Originally, I was kind of recommended an apprenticeship by a couple of different people.
Okay.
I'd never really heard of an apprenticeship.
Okay.
And I'd never kind of heard of it through education or school or anything like that.
Right.
So before, I'd never worked in the construction industry. I'd always worked kind of part-time jobs and summer jobs, but an apprenticeship was really a good step for me because it allowed me to explore the construction industry.
Okay.
You don't take on any debt. You don't have to go to university before or anything like that. So, and people really understand that you're an apprentice.
Okay.
And that you're there to learn.
Yeah. And I guess it's amazing, isn't it? Because you're earning while you're learning. That's probably quite an attractive part of an apprenticeship.
Yeah, exactly that. And it's not only that, but you kind of learn a lot of skills that you learn at work as well.
Okay.
As well as not paying for a degree.
Yeah. And so you're enjoying it. It's been a good experience for you.
Yeah, I really enjoy being an apprentice.
Amazing. Thank you, Aidan. And how about you, Lauren?
So my apprenticeship journey started a year and 3 months ago. I did mine a little bit different to your standard apprenticeship. So although I'm only a year and a bit in, I'm actually considered as a third year apprentice.
Okay.
I did a little bit of time in college first to do some of the exams. So I was a little bit ahead of where,
okay.
So slightly more unique way to do it, but now that I've got the apprenticeship, it's so much more the experience of being hands-on. You can't learn everything from a book.
Sure.
So as useful as it was getting some of the exams done, I needed to be on the tools, in the job, in the situation. So yeah, mine's a little bit more of a different route, but
yeah,
it's been brilliant and I absolutely love it. I love being an apprentice and I actually won as well. I'm Apprentice of the Year. So
wow,
that's
congratulations.
Even more exciting. Yeah, so it's been brilliant.
And what kind of things, how does it work then, being Apprentice of the Year? Like, talk to me about that.
So I was nominated by the company, by ComServe. They put me forward for three awards.
Okay.
And I won all three of them.
Wow.
So that's crazy. It was definitely a shock. It was one of those speechless moments where I thought, no, three out of three, this is mad. But it's been brilliant. I think because where I'm different from your normal apprentice, you know, I'm older than a lot of the apprentices as well. So more of the mature student. And I'm a mum and I'm not just your normal, I've just come out of school.
Yeah.
I've just a slightly bit more, got some life experience and I've done a few bits and now it's really cool.
Well, it's amazing that you've been recognised.
Yeah.
Like, it must feel like it to be seen in what you're doing and to feel appreciated is a really wonderful thing. So I'm so happy to hear that. And I wonder, talk to me a little bit then, because you've had a different route into an apprenticeship. So how did you decide on that in this part of your life?
So I'd worked in retail for 16 years and I got made redundant. And it was just such a shock that what I've been doing for so long was kind of over. And I just thought, this is the perfect opportunity to make a change. Now, I've always been a bit more hands-on with learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, learning from books isn't easy. Like, I'm not academic.
Okay.
But doing things with my hands is completely different. I love it. And I just took a dive and thought, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to go do something different. And I looked at the electrician's courses and it just stood out. And I was like, this looks brilliant. I can't wait to go and do it. So, yeah, I genuinely, every day I get up and go to work, I'm excited to see what have I got today.
And that's such a lovely feeling, isn't it? Because you're at work so much, aren't you? So to have that, to get up and be like, right, I can't wait to get in. And how great that you, like, it, being made redundant isn't an easy time, is it?
No.
And it can send you kind of one way or the other. But you just saw it as an opportunity to have a complete change.
It gave me the confidence to make that change that I'd wanted to do it for a long time, but it was the leading thing that gave me the steps to go, right, now is the time. It just felt like the right time.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. And how about you, Christopher?
Well, my apprentice journey, well, I've been in the company for about a year and a half now.
Okay.
So far, I'm absolutely loving it.
It's
been the greatest experience I've had in my life, and I've got no regrets
amazing.
Doing it whatsoever. Before I did the apprenticeship, I unfortunately was a year group that got hit by COVID. So
okay.
I never sat my exams. And as with everybody, COVID impacted everybody's lives. As soon as COVID started releasing its grip, I went into college and did a year sort of doing a general engineering course.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of that was to give me the basic steps I needed to go and do an apprenticeship if I wanted to.
Wow.
So I completed that, came out very well from it. And then unfortunately, at the time I had some medical issues and I couldn't do the apprenticeship. It was just the wrong time. So I worked for my parents for a bit doing sales.
Right.
Which was interesting. It exposed me to a lot of how to communicate with mm-hmm. people. And I think I learned a lot from that. But it wasn't my plan to stay there much longer, and my parents knew that. And then I made the steps to try and get an apprenticeship, and I got in with SWR. And the past year I've been at college, and I've recently moved into the depots now, being exposed to all of those hand skills, and it's I enjoy it a lot. It is a lot of fun.
Oh, it's amazing that things didn't quite work out on the way there, but actually now it sounds like you're in a really good place. And really, sometimes things don't make sense, do they? When you're in them and things don't work out, you know, like redundancy or like maybe, you know, not get going to university or these paths that kind of are set for us. The steps don't, you know, it doesn't make sense, does it, when things go wrong? But actually, when you look back, you think, oh, okay, well, that happened because that needed to happen in order for me to do that. And even like if you've done some sales, it's not your thing, but you've used it as a learning opportunity. I think that's such a great, great way that you've looked at it. It's so amazing to hear your positive experience of apprenticeships, and you've all got different stories and kind of come at this from different angles. I know that next year in February, in Apprenticeship Week, we have the apprenticeship bus in the city. So who's been on the bus before?
Yeah, I've been on the bus
yeah,
before.
And how was your experience?
Yeah, it was really good. I think a lot of the students choose to be there. So they already have a bit of an interest in apprenticeships, and it helps because they're quite engaged and like willing to look, you know, learn about different apprenticeships. So for me, one of the kind of highlights is the fact we got so many different employers there.
Yeah.
So there's loads of different types of apprenticeships. And when people hear of apprenticeships, you might think, oh, that's only for trades, or that's only for this job or that job. But actually it's not, because I'm an office-based apprentice.
Yeah.
And so there's plenty of apprenticeships out there, whatever you like, there's probably an apprenticeship in that field.
Yeah.
So it helps kind of show everyone that there is more to apprenticeships and all the kind of benefits of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, because you know, you can naturally just assume that it is just a certain industry, like a trade industry. Or when I was speaking to the apprentices before, sometimes there's like a bit of a stigma about apprenticeships. Like, you didn't get the thing you wanted, so you know, the apprenticeship is the next best thing. But like what I'm hearing from you and what I'm learning is that it can be really positive, can't it? And such a great experience to kind of, like the things we said, learn while you earn. And also just to have that kind of tangible work it's not just books, and there is something tangible for you to kind of like get stuck into.
Yeah, definitely. I think it also assists with kind of, if you're at college or university, if you're doing that subject day to day, it almost becomes a bit easier for you when
sure.
you're sitting exams or doing a coursework. You might have already kind of lived that experience in your life, so
yeah.
or you know, in your work, sorry, you might have been through that already. So it definitely helps you on that side as well.
Amazing. And so you two, Lauren and Christopher, this is going to be your first year on the
yeah,
bus.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm not sure really what I'm expecting of it, but my main aim is to go in there, and I really want to inspire, especially the women side of things, the young girls. I want to be a role model, and I want them to see, girls, we can do trade. Like, I want
yeah.
more girls to come on back behind me and come and do some more trade jobs.
Yeah, and I can only imagine how inspirational it will be, because you can't be what you can't see sometimes, can
yeah.
you? And you need people that are there explaining their stories and their paths and highlighting that all of these roles are for everybody.
Definitely. I think for me, there wasn't always a clear female role model that, you know, did a lot of trade work. But now I want to be the one that they kind of see and they go, oh, actually, I hadn't thought about that. That's something I can do.
Yeah, it's really interesting, actually, because I was talking to one of the principals or assistant principals at City of Portsmouth College, and she runs the kind of course for to get more women basically into
yeah.
construction, and I know the numbers are increasing, so I think it's a really interesting time for you to be like this role model and for you to be sharing your story, because why not do the job that you want to do, and there should be no kind of barriers to that.
Definitely.
Amazing. And how do you feel, Christopher? This is going to be your first time on the bus.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is a great opportunity to show young people that there are a lot of options out there when you leave school. And you may not necessarily know what you want to do. I know I certainly didn't when I left secondary school. But by seeing what sort of things you can do when you leave, it really opens your eyes, and it starts you thinking, oh, actually, I quite like the idea of doing this. And I think reinforcing the point that anything can happen in life, but that doesn't mean that it can stop you in your tracks altogether. It's
mm-hmm.
it's just a hurdle, and you can get over it very easily if you persevere with it, and if you keep going, you can only be rewarded.
Yeah, that's such a good message to share with everybody, because yeah, so we all get setbacks, don't we? Our lives go off in different directions, but it sounds like, you know, what I'm hearing from you all is just that apprenticeship, it helps you kind of unlock doors, doesn't it? And decide where you want to go. And once you've got that, kind of the world is your oyster, really. And just that you've tried something, you've got this qualification, and it looks so good on your CV, doesn't it, to have that?
I generally think that there isn't a negative about being an apprentice. There's no bad points. You're earning and learning, especially with people that are experienced. How can you find something bad in that? There's
yeah.
only good stuff from apprenticeships.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. And we were chatting on to the other apprentices on the previous recording we've done, and they said something similar. And plus, you're working with people that have all this experience, and they're so willing to share it with you. Like, there's so much kind of like positivity and that mentorship and like passing on your kind of knowledge and skills. And everyone wants to work with someone on their team that is great at their job, don't they? So there's such an investment in the teams to want to support apprentices. It's really great to see. So let's have a think then about the themes. Some of the themes of Apprenticeship Week are skills for life. And I wonder if there is a skill for life that your apprenticeship has taught you. I'm going to come to you first, Christopher.
Oh, I think it without a doubt has to be working with hand tools. They're a critical part of anything that you do, not just in engineering, but it could be in carpentry, it could be working with electrics, anything like that. If you can understand how to use hand tools, you can do anything. I mean, one thing I learned only a week ago was how to bleed a radiator down. It may seem something a bit odd to learn how to do, but actually it is quite useful.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, all of that work, you can't be replaced. Like, we're going to need tools. We're going to need people that know how to use them. That's really great that you've that you can notice that and recognise that, Christopher. Thank you. How about you?
I really struggle to pinpoint it down to one thing because there's so many skills that you gain that you will always have for life. You know, you're going to, the communication side of things, the confidence side of things. But I think the biggest thing would be the experience that you're gaining as you're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's got to be just, you can't put a price on experience.
Mm.
So I think that would be it for me.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you, Lauren. Last but not least.
I think for myself, I would say the main skills I would name are time management and discipline in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because where I'd left just straight out of college to come to an apprenticeship, or I'd worked other jobs before which weren't a set schedule, it's just getting out of bed every day and being there at 8 o'clock and making sure you're managing your time effectively at work, getting things done on time and, you know, within program. Another thing I'll probably mention, which I'm not sure if this is really what you're looking for.
Okay.
But kind of, I'll say apprenticeships has kind of given me a skill about construction.
Okay.
It's changed the way I view the world because it changes how you see things built around you.
Okay.
So for me, that's a big skill. It's like the same as what you were saying, Chris. It's like, we're always going to need people who know how to build.
Yeah.
We always need people who know how to do the trades around you because we're sat in this room now and someone's built this.
Yeah.
So we're always going to need that.
Yeah.
I do the same thing now. If I go to a restaurant or to a car park or anywhere, the first thing I do is I'm looking up, looking at the electrics. I'm looking around, just like judging their ones, saying, oh, that's quite good. Oh, that needs work.
Yeah.
But everywhere I go, it's like the first thing that I think about.
Yeah, like you can't unsee that stuff.
And
now
I've become one of those people that go, I've worked there.
Yeah.
I've worked in this place.
That's so funny. My husband is a pipe fitter and I have exactly the same. We'll go somewhere and he'll be like, I did that. Or be like, you should see the taps in this place. And I'm like, okay. But I love that. That just shows your natural kind of enthusiasm and passion for what you're doing. But I love what you're saying, Aidan. I think that discipline is so important, isn't it? That accountability, like you've got to be where you say you're going to be and you've got to be on time. You've got to be ready for work. Like all of that, your work ethic, I think, is so important. And you really get that because you're in these businesses, aren't you? It's you're there every day. So I'm really glad that you've kind of taken that as a way, as a skill. So we're kind of coming to the end of the podcast. It's been amazing to chat to you all. I wonder before we go, if you could share something about apprenticeships, about your experience, or if there's anything that you want to share with any of our listeners before we go, I'd really love to hear it. So have you got any last words, Aidan?
I'll say one thing for me is try and get the most you can out of everything. If you get offered an apprenticeship, you should take it because there are no downsides to the apprenticeship. And things like work experience, you need to use these things to like leverage you forwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my apprenticeship through doing work experience with Mountjoy.
Okay.
So you should just try and get the best out of everything you're offered.
Yeah, great advice. Lauren?
I think that an apprenticeship is such a great opportunity. If you get the chance to do one, just absolutely grab it and go for it. You know, it's not like there's apprenticeships everywhere. So if you really do make it through and you get the chance to do one, just use every single time and the experience that you're gaining and really go for it because they are the best.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. And last but not least,
I'd probably say never be afraid to ask questions. An apprenticeship is all about trying to learn as much as you can and develop the skill set that you want to develop. And there's no such thing as a silly question.
Mm.
So constantly seek out that information. If that's going up to somebody and asking, what size bolt do I need to use for this? Or asking a complicated question like, how does this work? You can only learn from it.
Yeah, I think it's really important just for us all in whatever job we're in. Like, we don't have all the answers. And I think sometimes asking for help can be, you know, there's a little bit of shame when you don't know, but actually, yeah, it is daunting. But I think people that can hold their hands up and say, you know, I don't know, I'd much rather someone be honest and say, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to find it out and ask a great question than to kind of like, you know, maybe get it wrong or to do something that later on is going to create some kind of mistake. So I think that's really great advice. So thank you. I have absolutely loved chatting to you. I hope you've enjoyed your very first podcast.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
You've all done an amazing job. And yeah, thank you for all of your contributions to what you're doing and speaking so positively about apprenticeships. We can't wait for February and, you know, the celebrations that are going to be happening. This will either come out in the week of or the week leading up to it. So it's going to be a really exciting time. And I'll look forward to seeing you on the bus and hearing about how that's gone. But yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, it's been
awesome. No worries. This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.